ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 Chapter 2, Text 24, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Vidya buddhihi avidyayam karma mayam asau jadaha saṃsarantu iha ye cha amum anu sharava avamaninam vidya buddhir vidyayam karma mayam asau jadaha saṃsarantvi saṃsarant vihaye chāmam anuśāravavamāninam vidyābuddhira vidyāyāṁ karma māyāṁ aso jadaha saṃsarant vihaye chāmam anusharavavamaninam. Vidya buddhira vidyayam vidya buddhira vidyayam karma mayam aso jadaha anusharvava manina vidya buddhira vidyayam chamam anusharvava maninam vidya buddhira vidyayam karma mayam aso jadaha saṃsarant vihaye chamam saṃsarant vihaye chāmam anuśārvāva māninam vidyā buddhira vidyāyam karma māyām aso jadaha saṃsarant vihaye chāmam anusharvava maninam. Ladies, please. Vidya buddhihi
materialistic education and intelligence.
Avidyayam
innescience.
Karmamayam
formed of fruitive activities.
Asau
hi
daksha.
Jaraha
dull.
Sangsarantu,
let them take birth again and again.
Iha,
here in this world.
Ye,
hu,
cha,
and.
Amum,
daksha.
Anu,
following.
Sharava,
Shiva.
Avamaninam,
insulting.
Translation:
those who have become as dull as matter by cultivating materialistic education and intelligence are nesciently involved in fruitive activities. Such men have purposely insulted Lord Shiva. May they continue in the cycle of repeated birth and death.
Purport:
the three curses mentioned above are sufficient to make one as dull as stone, void of spiritual knowledge and preoccupied with materialistic education, which is nescience. After uttering these curses, Nandishvara then cursed the brahmanas to continue in the cycle of birth and death because of their supporting daksha in blaspheming Lord Shiva.
Om jnana timirandhasya jnananjana sharakaya chakshur nilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atath Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rakhunatam Vitam Tam Sahivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Purujana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
A curse that those who are involved in fruitive activities will continue in the cycle of repeated birth and death. You may think, what kind of a curse is that? Because anyway, those who are involved in fruitive activities, they go to repeated birth and death. They're not even trying or thinking of mukti, liberation. The followers of Karmakanda, the committed followers, the Mimamsakas, Karma Mimamsakas, called Karma Mimamsakas because others are also Mimamsak. Those who Mimams means to analyze the scriptures. So others are also analyzing the scriptures, but the term Mimamsak has come to is also specifically applied to that philosophy by which the Vedas are interpreted to mean that there is nothing beyond material enjoyment. That's it. And we may think, well, how is it possible? Because it's clearly in the Vedas there's discussion of liberation from this material world. But they say, the Karma Mimamsak followers say, that These discussions of liberation, these are just there for less intelligent people. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that those who are the Veda Vadarata, those who are attached to the words of the Vedas, or Veda Vadi, they are foolish. They're attached to the external meaning. And those who have understood the internal meaning, that parokshavada rishi, parokshavada, parokshavada rishaya, parokshang cha mama priyam, Lord Krishna states that the rishis means those who see the mantras, they're seers, they extract mantras from the apaurusheya, the Vedas, which are eternally existing, are not always eternally manifest in human society, but the rishis, they reveal those mantras by their purity. They reveal unknown mantras in human society, the Vedic mantras. So they understand the inner purpose, that not everything is in the Vedas is stated very clearly and very openly. So indirectly, parokshavada. And Krishna says that this understanding, that is also dear to me. So we find that those who are attached to maya, to illusion, they think that persons who want to get free from that are in illusion. This continues to the present day. Those who have dedicated their lives for spiritual understanding are regularly accosted by persons who are grihavrata. Matena Krishne Paratasvatova Mitopi Padyeta Grihavratana. Those who have taken a vow, maybe not literally, but they've made their decision, that I will remain attached to materialistic life. I shall not become attached to Krishna under any circumstances. I shall not come to spiritual life. So they make fun of people who have taken to spiritual life. Why are you wasting? What are you doing? You're wasting your time. What is all this? You could be enjoying life like me. So they consider those who are jada, this word is used here, dull, dull-headed. They consider foolish persons who are interested in spiritual advancement. The subtlety of it escapes them. They're gross. Jada means gross also. So they're on the gross platform. And those who have ascended to the subtle platform, those who see that beyond the gross immediate enjoyment of this world, there is on one side the suffering that is concomitant with it. There's no, whatever enjoyment is in this material world is inescapably linked with suffering. That's on one side. And on the other side, Brahma Sokyam Tvanantam, they enjoy a spiritual happiness which is unlimited and eternal. So they have no interest in, even if theoretically, the gross pleasure of this material world could be enjoyed without suffering, still it would not compare to Brahmasukh, spiritual happiness. If you could somehow or other get the situation in which all the senses could be enjoyed as much as one wanted, unlimitedly, without any obstruction, without any reactions, without birth and death, still that would not compare to spiritual happiness. But actually that's not possible. That's possible only for Krishna, because that's his constitutional position. The constitutional position of the jiva is jiva sarupoi Krishna nitya das. And Krishna's constitutional position is Krishna sarupoi jiva nitya prabhu. So some things are fixed. That's fixed. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's never going to change.